You're tuned into Cumberland's Best Variety. This is Magic 100.5. I'm Amanda Mangan, sitting in with you, and I've got a very special guest with me, and that is Angie Barnett. She is the president and CEO of the Maryland Better Business Bureau. Angie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's good to be with you.
Yes, it's good to hear from you. And a lot of people are getting up and getting ready to do their holiday shopping. Black Friday is just around the corner, and I know I am a big fan of gift cards, but there's things to worry about with that. Is that right? What do we need to watch out for?
Absolutely. And there's just a couple of quick things. First of all, let's make sure your listeners know the distinction. There's retailers' gift cards that you buy from any retailer that you want. And there's also bank gift cards. And that would be a card that's worth a value, cash value. And those cards will have American Express, Visa, MasterCard. They'll have some key bank name on them. The difference is, and one of the things you want to ask first in buying either one, is you want to know the terms and conditions. Bank cards very often have fees attached to them. Fees to activate them, fees every time you use them, or sometimes when you don't use them. The retailer's card, which is really good, you want to ask basic questions. Is that gift card good online? Do I only have to use it face-to-face? And, of course, you want to make sure you understand the terms and conditions, including expiration date. So really important on those gift cards. Know what you're buying and know those terms and conditions.
Now, one thing that some people might be concerned about, especially with a lot of businesses going under, is are those gift cards going to be usable after those businesses go under? Is there a time frame that they need to use them? Are there any scams out there that people need to be aware of?
Right. Well, that is such a great question because right now we know a lot of our larger retail chains have gone out of business or they're planning to. In Circuit City, where they're closing down, they've filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy. So that's a great legitimate question. Your big box dealers, your major retailers who are going out of business appear to be doing the right thing. They're not selling gift cards and they're telling people, the terms and conditions to use the ones they currently have. So if you're considering buying a gift card from any large retailer, and particularly if there's a chance they might be going out of business, talk to their customer service rep. Go online. A lot of that information you can find on their corporate online, simply looking up that company. And so it seems like they're doing the right thing. What we want to make sure we're doing is if you're considering buying, and let's just use Circuit City as an example. If you're going to buy a Circuit City card, you're asking, can I use this online or do I have to go to one of the remaining Circuit City stores? What happens? Ask those questions. Don't just buy it blindly. And that makes me think about two things. One, buying those big box cards online auctions. Because you're really taking a risk with gift cards when you buy it on auctions like eBay or other types of online auctions. You're taking a tremendous risk because you don't know if those are fake, if they are stolen. You really don't know they're legitimate. So extra caution on that one. Make sure your listeners know what they're doing when they buy them online. And that's where I'd watch those large retailers where they may be going out of business. The other piece is, I just noticed today that there is apparently a email scam going on telling us all these businesses that are going out of business and they're selling gift cards. Well, you know what? A lot of those businesses on that list, they are indeed still open today, plan to be open tomorrow, and they're, don't always trust those kinds of email unsolicited scams that you get because there's not always verified truth to them or authenticity to those.
And you guys have a great website, right, that people can go on to and get more information.
Our website has both tips for holiday shopping, online shopping, gift card shopping. We have tips posted on our website, and we encourage consumers to look up a company before they do business with them. By going to BBB.org, look up and see what we know about any business you're going to choose to do business with over the holidays and see if we have any negative consumer information through disputes or if we know if it's a scam. We're going to post it on BBB.org. Click on the map of the U.S. and you can check out any business in the U.S. and there's tips online.
All right, great, Angie. Well, thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure being with you.
Back to the music right here on Cumberland's Best Variety. This is Magic 100.5.